All right, you know what day it is, you know what time it is. That's right, this is the Insight Hour. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. And as you open your hands, let life be the flesh. Layer after layer after layer. And as you open your heart, let life be the heat. And as you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice. Layer after layer after layer. You see, it's all about tonight an insight into what we've been telling you all. And God is working, not in mysterious ways. Nature and God is showing man a lesson. Prophets have come. And prophets have been mocked and locked, but delivered by angels, by great, wondrous people who hear the voice of God in their ear and obey the laws of nature which God put in motion. And we, the prophets of the now, for the hereafter, are unwilling to buy this story. And you may say, Reverend Roxy, what are you talking about? Well, tonight I'm going to be asking Dr. Lynn some good questions. Boyd E. Graves once described Dr. Lennon Horowitz as the great white hope of the black community in terms of what he was trying to tell them early on through his alliances that he put together as he worked his magic, not only in his own field of study, but of public health, but in just good investigative reporting to you so that you could make some good decisions in your life. And we all know that our time of absolute certainty never comes. It's interrupted by things called decisions. And now, in 2008, headline news, no more secrets. That which we knew some time ago in 1981, 1992, and we kept trying to tell you in 1999. This is not going away, folks. This thing called, you know what I'm talking about, in the news, AIDS. And the news that it is decimating a particular group of people faster than anyone else. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about not just hope, but faith in good science left to us by those people of a spiritual nature who are listening to God and are performing the miracles that are spoken about in Matthew 5. So for all the Christians that are listening tonight, Reverend Moxley is going to guide you through this thing called AIDS and SARS and every other kind of ABC disease. And we're going to put it to rest because it's important that you understand what we're up against and what will save us. So tonight we're going to be hooking it all together and showing you why we arrived at OxySilver, that silver, tetrasil, tetrahydrosol, whatever you want to call it. Dr. Lynn will be explaining it because I'll be asking the question. You got to listen, like I said, open those ears. Open your eyes. Go to the site right now. Start exploring it. OxySilver.com. Go there so that you can follow. Those of you in the archives, do the same. As you plugged in, do what we're asking you to do. Go where we're going to ask you to go. Because tonight it's about our economy. It has AIDS. Huh? And our bodies and souls have some kind of deficiency. So we're going to fill you up with some knowledge tonight. So that's my opening. I usually like to sing, but tonight I'm so fired up because we don't have this unity yet, this direction yet, until you really understand how they've spun it. And now it's 2008, but it's not too late. Dr. Lenny, you there?
Hi there, Reverend Roxy Hampton. Thank you so much for opening the show with such wisdom and direction. I appreciate it.
5 minutes.
Ah, that's great. That was a good opening.
You know, I've sent you an email, and I thought maybe you'd tell the listeners, because you're so eloquent about what is going on between me and you, because we have a relationship that is one that trips our synapses, and we begin to think about what's really going on. And I sent you an email when I saw the headlines in the Google mainstream that they wanted us to know that AIDS was decimating the black community. And I thought we'd do a little bit of history in terms of what that means to you and I and to all the people out there in terms of what you know about AIDS.
Well, thank you, sister. You want me to open it up with giving it to the Creator first in terms
of... I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
I figured you would. I didn't want to disappoint you, you know. Okay, so Heavenly Creator, in this show about AIDS, we praise you for all the glorious blessings you're giving us, from revelation to scientific studies that advance the truth about where this hideous plague has come from, and like Reverend Roxy says, where we're going for salvation. It's not in the propaganda, it's not in the lies, it's not in the deceptions and the decimation of the population. It's in your glory that we are saved. So Heavenly Creator, we praise you for this program, for BBS Radio, for the availability of the airways to preach the gospel, the good news, because there is such great news in you, in your water, in your heavenly truth. We praise you for giving us this revelation and insight for the Insight Hour, and may all the people listening be blessed with not only intelligence to make very wise decisions as informed consumers, but also with spirit-filled hearts and souls, that they may be saved by all of your glory through the pestilence and the plagues and the paranoia that is striking this planet. We praise you in Yeshua's blessed name. Amen.
Amen.
So, Heavenly Creator, thank you so much, my sister, my beloved sister. What's our relationship, Reverend Roxy Hampton? You want to tell folks?
Oh, my. We have a relationship of which I consider myself to be and know myself to be your prime minister in faith, as we are ministering here and also where you are, wherever you are in the world. I hold it down on the 19.5. And tonight, you know, because of your books and your life itself, and because that Obama's talking about education, I wanted to give people an understanding of what it's like to have an education like you have and come up against this thing called AIDS and how you did. I know that there was you were a dentist and la, 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 la. But today in the news, it says that it's attacking the black community faster. In other words, some of the statistics that I'd like to put out there is that it's like 1.2 million people in America in 2007 are living with AIDS.
Yeah.
Okay? And that as to date, 25 million people worldwide have died of AIDS, and put in that perspective in terms of...
Actually, that's very low. That's been downgraded.
Yeah, because we don't really know because of the way in which people are diagnosed and their diseases come. So what I thought I would like to do for those people who... Because this is such an... we've been watching this for so long. I mean, some people say it was 1981. Other people say they've been watching it since 1969. Other people say they've been watching it since the eugenics programs and how it has advanced in terms of cancer research. And I thought you'd just do that for the people. And then I want to ask some questions that are relevant to the news in terms of why now,
okay,
you know, would it come this way?
Well, I asked the question, what's our relationship, just to give people listening the understanding that who you are is my prime minister. Folks, all of us need guides and support, and we have to look to one another as brothers and sisters for the truth that shall set us free, because sometimes we just can't see in our own reflection, in our own mirror, the truth in our own eyes. So we got to look into our soul, and sometimes the best way to do that is to find yourself a loving human being who's pretty wise, and that's what Dr. Len Horowitz is found in my Prime Minister, Reverend Roxy Hampton. Now, I wanted you to know that in the subject tonight of AIDS and the black community being decimated and the religious consequences as well as, or at least the theological ramifications of the decimation of not just the black population, but really all populations in a time during a presidential race where we in America may have our first black president. It's interesting to bring this whole geopolitical picture down to this relationship between Reverend Roxy Hampton and Dr. Leonard Horowitz every Tuesday night on the Insight Hour. Reverend Roxy Hampton is a Muslim Christian, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz is a Jewish Christian. And the fact that we could have this real love, beloved relationship, and respect one another, and work together for the humanity's blessing and the Creator's literally dissemination of the miraculous revelations, that this working relationship that a Christian Jew and a Muslim Christian have is very extraordinary. But it is a model for what's not happening in the world. Now, giving that as an introduction to this Insight Hour with regard to HIV/AIDS and the decimation of the black populations primarily, this is nothing new. This whole divide the sheeple to conquer the flock and decimate the minority populations, I've said it before on this program, the reason why the black community is being heavily targeted and the main reason why my heart is connected to the genocide occurring in the black community heavily, not only, but certainly heavily, if not primarily. Look at Africa. Look at black America. So you begin to realize that the reason my heart is here is because ultimately we're all brothers and sisters, those of us who have loving hearts and have open heads to the divine revelations, both scriptural as well as scientific. We understand that we're all children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now you've got your religions covered, and you've got also your black races, and ultimately we're all coming out of the oldest, most spirit-filled of all of the types of colored persons on this planet. And you realize that the black people, when you visit Africa, as I have done a couple times already, and it's so difficult, I really feel very, very sad whenever I'm invited to go to Africa. It's like a tearing on my heart and my soul. I can't stand leaving my family, number one, and number two, going to a place where there's hideous poverty, hideous pestilence, outrageous genocide ongoing, the raping of a continent and its people. And yet, whenever I have gone, the spirit there soars internally. It's the eternal spirit that can never be quashed. It cannot be quashed by the geopolitical, military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, cartel-conducted genocide. It's alive and well, and you see it in the children who have nothing. They have nothing. They literally have schools where they long to have a desk and a solid floor other than dirt to stand on and write on. And if you touch them as a white god suddenly descending from North America, you happen to come there and they look at you like, wow, you are an alien from outer space, one of the descended gods, and all you have to do is touch a child that has nothing, and a huge smile comes across their faces and their hearts open and there's such glee that you and I can't even conceive of that, let alone our children who are spoiled rotten with everything that is rotten about America. So that this is really the essence of looking at why is genocide being targeted against black people, because you're looking at the oldest, most powerfully spirit-filled people who in their heart and souls are probably the most advanced people spiritually on the face of this planet. And this is spiritual warfare that's being conducted. This is bio-spiritual warfare in the end times. And so who in these times would be so heavily targeted with this scourge called HIV/AIDS, a man-made vaccine-transmitted genocidal weapon that Henry Kissinger and his laboratory cohorts from the Rockefeller University and Litton Bionetics and the Merck Pharmaceutical Company cooked up in their special virus cancer program to be disseminated in the hepatitis B vaccines given to gay men in New York City between 1972 and 74, blacks in Central Africa, particularly Western Zaire, as well as Northwest Uganda. And you begin to realize, when you really track the studies, as I have done in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, wherein I reprinted in black and white, so that you can see the government documents to set you free with the hideous truth and reality, that the U.S. taxpayers paid about $250,000 a year over 5 years to finance what amounts to global genocide with HIV/AIDS through Litton Bionetics, under the direction of National Cancer Institute Project Officer Dr. Robert Gallo, with a laboratory cohort in the special virus cancer program named Dr. Peter Duisberg, who tells you today that HIV has nothing to do with AIDS. This is the Hegelian dialectic, when his cohort Gallo, who he's working with, says everything about AIDS has to do with HIV. And they're both lying. But it's a Hegelian dialectic, a propaganda mechanism. It's a command and control warfare called C2W, which is the number one requisite for depopulation and what is called this non-lethal warfare that the military college think tanks established. Non-lethal. Don't let the words fool you. It is lethal. It's deadly. These types of loosed viruses created in labs. Don't let the title non-lethal warfare, it's lethal over the long term. It's most profitable during that long-term chronic illness when you get addicted to all the drugs and the medical deities, the Manchurian candidates of today's genocidal weaponry. The medical doctors prescribe the drugs with these bogus tests to tell you you're terminally ill, to take this pill. Pop the magic pill, and we'll save you from the ill, they say. What satanic sorcery fills our ears, our eyes, our broadcast networks, and we are mind-controlled in the command-and-control warfare called psychological warfare, command-and-control, C2W warfare, the number one most important thing in a military program called non-lethal warfare, wherein the targeted populations are enslaved and decimated slowly according to a depopulation agenda. Now that's the stark reality. The truth shall set you free. And so what these folks have been telling you is a lie, and what they haven't been telling you is the truth. And a part of the truth is what they've been suppressing, such as oxysilver, the silver hydrosols that NASA scientists developed, oh, so wonderfully to keep our astronauts healthy, but not humanity. Suddenly, we find ourselves in a time, an era of bioterrorism, where the white-collar bioterrorists do far more than the Islamic fundamentalists in bioterrorizing the planet. We find ourselves at a time where we're searching for cures for the avian flu that's coming to get you, and MRSA, the incredible disease, the flesh-eating bacteria that hospital wards are full of, and antibiotics can't do anything to treat effectively. Well, oh, so interesting that NASA scientists developed the elixir, the formula, to eliminate those frights in outer space, but they leave us not able to get it on Earth. Thus, not as it is in heaven coming to earth when you're dealing with the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, is it? They run their incredible, hideous genocidal operations through agencies established as official, committing official malfeasance, the Food and Drug Administration does, the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC, National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, the people who know all about the man-made origins of AIDS, the hepatitis B vaccine transmission of AIDS, the targeting of the blacks and the gays with AIDS, but they don't want to say a damn thing. because they're operating in Babylonian hypocrisy and lunacy, and the great tragedy is that they're great deceivers in these end times. So oxysilver, the silver hydrosols created for the astronauts that keep them healthy in space, to keep the waters purified in space. And of course, the greatest tragedy in Africa, when you go there, you see it's the water is impure. The pestilence is spread by the impurities in the water and a couple drops of oxysilver in an 8-ounce glass, and suddenly you've got a water that you can drink. How hard is that to bring health and happiness, freedom from pestilence to the people in need? But you see, you're listening tonight as a son or a daughter of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You most likely can't conceive that there would be a world with people in it that are so evil, so manipulative, so genocidally oriented, that they're actually in control of the planet. They control the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel and the medical deities through their structuring of the academic education and the educational tracking and the funding through the research granting and all of that stuff that keeps everybody mind-controlled slaves of the Illuminati, the oligarchy, the global elite, who have a depopulation agenda currently targeting 2/3 of the world's people for elimination. Oh, so interestingly, totally consistent with the book of Revelation. So here we are in 2008 going on 9, realizing that we're behind the times. We're literally centuries ago where Yeshua blessed us and said it is the hypocrisy in our leaders that are causing the tragedy and the enslavement, both financially as well as spiritually. And yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death yesterday with the stock market collapse, people frightened, running to the banks already to get their money out as if that money is going to save them. Current, see the flow of energy, of green energy, of the real oceans is what's going to save you, not the greenback that's not got nothing backing it. So this is old news. It's tragic. Humanity's never learned from history. History repeats itself, therefore, because the history is all historic revisionism. You don't learn real history in history in high school or college. What you learn is propaganda. And that's how you conduct non-lethal warfare and get people enslaved to drugs, and the drugs enslave them to side effects, and the side effects enslave them to running to the medical deities, and the medical deities get wealthy, profiteering off of humanity's suffering. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected, intoxicated, and enslaved by her plagues.
Let's talk about fluoride.
Fluoride. You want to change the subject to dental health. Yeah, let's go to dental health for a second.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real saying. It's actually the same thing as what we're talking about here with the cure for AIDS. You think about oxysilver as a cure for all infectious diseases because it's made of H2O with a little bit of silver in it, which is an electrically conductive, energetic transmitter. And you fill that water with love, literally, 528 hertz frequency, which we now know as the frequency of love. And you drink 2 teaspoons or even a teaspoon of that, and you don't get the avian flu when it comes around. You don't get any flu. You don't get any infectious outbreaks. You don't get your herpes. Your cold sores disappear, your hepatitis A, B, C, D, E, F, G goes away. All of this other plague business, you don't have to worry about if you're taking oxysilver, silver water. Now, when you talk about dental health, you got to understand what causes dental disease is bacteria. And so again, it's primarily lifestyle risks that cause the body to become acidified, that cause your gums to then kind of like get susceptible to the invasion from the pathogens. If your body's real strong, people whose strong constitutions genetically and through their lifestyle choices have a much greater resistance to periodontal diseases as well as dental caries. Their saliva secretes the natural secretion of enzymes, of phosphates, to clean the teeth, to keep the pH adjusted so that the acid from the bacteria don't cause tooth decay. Well, it's all about water. It's all about pH. It's all about parts hydrogen. Well, H2O, that's water. H2O, hydrogen and oxygen. Oxygen kills bacteria. Do you know, listen to this. This is sick. This is another great example. If you don't want to think about HIV/AIDS, think about a trip to the dentist. Think how much money, folks, you've spent by going to the dentist. And how absurd that is if you really held the full understanding of how great our Creator is and how the water, H2O, is the living water. It's part of the, literally, the triune God. Because it's salvation. Rests within God. Within our communion with the magnificent, you know, the boss, the king of the universe, which is in us. Our Holy Spirit-filled temple is made up of about 80% of the creative juice, H2O. Did you know that cancer disappears in high-pressure oxygen? Oxygenation kills pathogens. All of the pathogens, almost all of the gram-negatives, are anaerobes. They hate oxygen. They hate God. Element number 8, that's the Creator's element. Think about it. What does the Creator's name mean? Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. It means to breathe is to exist. This is why you yawn and you go, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The frequency vibration resonance of the holy name is in it. That's why prana, the breath of life. That's why 5-8 is yod, love. This is the frequency resonance of divinity in oxygen. So that the bacteria in your teeth, did you know that in Europe right now, it's not as widespread as it should be, but at least they have it. At least if you were living in London, you could go find yourself a holistic dentist that has a little machine that simply puts out ozone. And a little tube runs from that ozone generator next to your tooth. And let's say that tooth is really badly decayed, and you're starting to get some hot and cold and sweet sensitivity, and you're thinking about running to your dentist for a filling, where he drills, fills, and then bills. Now, in Europe, you go to London, you go to this holistic practitioner, where he puts an ozone generator next to you, and he, through a little pipe, he, for only 20 seconds, he feeds oxygen around that tooth. What happens to all the germs, all the bacteria, all the strep that's causing the acidification of the hydroxyapatite hard structure of that tooth? It dissolves from acid, but when you hit it with oxygen, all of those germs die. Within 20 seconds, the oxygen. So there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. There's no dis-ease in the kingdom of heaven. The Creator is not into dis-ease. Creator is into harmony. And so oxygen, which reflects H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, the great universal protector, uplifter. How did Creator get Adam off the ground? He breathed the breath of life into him. Respiration, respiration, re-spiritualization, lifting humanity up spiritually, through the breath, the prana. And so that you realize you kill off all the bacteria in 20 seconds. And then instead of drilling and taking away the tooth structure, you see, when bacteria dissolve your teeth, it's called tooth decay or dental caries, it leaves all the protein. The acid doesn't dissolve the protein structure of the tooth. It's still there. It may turn brownish, it may turn a little reddish, but you know what? It's still there. And so when you hit the bacteria in this decayed tooth with ozone, what happens is the bacteria die, it leaves the protein structure in place, and then, if you simply do what your salivary glands do, they secrete phosphates and calciums and minerals in your saliva. And if you swish your mouth with a mouth rinse for a week or two that contains calcium and phosphate minerals, all of the protein and all the dead bacterial bodies that still remain in the tooth are going to soak up all those minerals. And you know what happens? Scientifically proven, definitive, statistically significant. Dental public health, incredibly blessing. You see, it creates a tooth structure that's harder than the original. It creates a tooth structure that's completely resistant against recurring decay. It may be a little off color, but it's as hard as a rock, and the bacteria don't stand a chance. In fact, all those little dead bacterial bodies end up calcifying within the tooth. They actually become part of the structure, the proteinaceous amino acid membranous structure of the tooth actually hardens, calcifies, remineralizes through the protein, through the calcium phosphate crystals that you're now swishing your mouth with a mouth rinse. Now, you think about about $60 billion a year dental industry alone in the United States. Of course, with HIV, AIDS, the suppressed cure, OxySilver, Tetrasil, these types of simple silver-oxygen combinations that literally electrocute the AIDS virus and bring oxygen to the AIDS virus, killing it. You see, that's an industry that's worth about $500 billion a year. With all of the drugs and all of the drug cocktails, and then all the therapy centers and all the hospital wards and all the medical deity visits. You see, we're dealing with a huge economy that's based on humanity's suffering, not humanity's prevention, cure. This is disease control. Disease control because it's population control. And so that this is the tragedy. Dentistry, we could eliminate dentistry by just simply understanding the truth about water that shall set us free.
I tell you, there's only one thing to say, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land, and blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall be filled. Is this not what he said? And see, when you think about that, ours is of the kingdom of heaven. And I wish that you would tell the listeners a little bit about the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, my sister, you must have read my heart. Yeah, because I just transmitted that to you. That's wonderful. You see, everyone, this is the way Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton get together. Now you understand why I love her so much and why she loves me. So we're in tune. The frequency resonance vibration from our hearts fills our heads, and now we're going to talk about the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Okay, so seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Then all else shall come. Shall. Means no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're going to get everything you want if you first seek and find the kingdom of heaven. Now, what is the kingdom of heaven? The best way that I can explain the kingdom of heaven to you, which Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, said was near. He did not mean temporarily far off in time. He meant right here, right now. It's right here. It's a parallel reality. It's in us. It's next to us. It's around us. We operate in it. It operates in us. It is a musical, mathematical matrix. Look up the word matrix. It's in the Bible in many places. Look it up in Webster's Dictionary. A mathematical array. You see, mathematical, math is the Creator's language. So, of course, the kingdom of heaven is created by numbers, by math.
You know what, Dr. Lynn?
I think we have a visitor.
Let's welcome them.
Well, who's visiting?
Hi there. This is Miss Snyder, Rev Roxy, and Dr. Horowitz. Just want to say you're doing such a great job letting the world know the truth about these epidemics going around. But I just have two quick questions.
Go ahead, Miss Snyder. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Oh, my sister, what are you still doing in Babylon?
Yeah, this is really Babylon.
Okay, let's have that question, because this is what this, let's get that question.
All right, go for it. What's your question?
Oxy silver, does it have glutathione?
Does it have what?
Glutathione?
No, it doesn't have any glutathione. That's a very good product. That's for a different purpose. Oxy silver is water with a trace amount of silver, nanoparticle size, not the big stuff that's in the colloidal silver that falls into your tissues and causes tattooing called argyra. You can take oxy silver every day of your whole life. You can take 2 teaspoons of it every day for your entire life. You're never going to get near the amount of silver in your body that is presented with the colloidal silvers, which is why it's such a step ahead. It's one of the reasons it's a very big step ahead of colloidal silvers. The other reason is because it's got a very unique chemical bond between the hydrogen and oxygen. Not so much it's actually a covalent bond. It's an electrostatic bond, not a chemical in the sense of a chemical that the drug industrialists produce. There's no chemicals in this. It's pure water that is so pure the doctors in the clinics and the AIDS wards are injecting it IV, and they get from the third-party insurers that pay for it $100 an ounce. We're selling now an 8-ounce bottle. Actually, we're asking you to help us distribute and sell an 8-ounce bottle for less than $50, of which you get 40% on 3 different levels. So we're actually have a community and a cooperative evolving here, whereby we're distributing virtually physical salvation, which
supporting medicine.
Yeah, which talks about, you see, because this is water. You think about it in Yeshua's time, in Jesus' time, everybody wanted to know, how did he heal all those people? That's what really made him famous. You know, they loved him a lot. Yeah, he said a lot of nice things, but the fact is that when people who were really down and out, where he healed them and fed them and all sorts of miracles, raised the dead, they wanted to know how he did that. And so they came to him, and that's what they're going to be doing today. They're going to come to you. Sign up for OxySilver immediately. Everyone listening, go to OxySilver.com and sign up. You won't be signing up under me. You'll probably just be signing up under the company. But do it anyway. Do it anyway.
Is that what you were saying, that people should also gargle with to keep the bacteria down in their mouth, in the mouth?
They can, but I'll tell you something. I wouldn't do that. It's too expensive and it's too valuable. People are going to be dying left and right. They're already dying left and right. We have an AIDS trial. If you go to OxySilver.com, you'll get into the back website, and you'll see the pictures that we have of literally raising the dead. Little Kisu, this little two-year-old, who the doctors gave up for dead, and her parents were down and out, devastated, gave her up for dead. 2 days after she started taking silver, she got up. She couldn't even sit up. She got up, and now she's well again. Her picture is one of many pictures that we have from Africa, from Peter Lumaya, who is the director of the African Youth Movement there, who has led a grassroots initiative, gotten volunteer doctors to help. They're just now finishing up the HIV/AIDS test scores. They're getting the viral load data back from the blood chemistry analysis that they've done. And you see, what we're going to find now is that, indeed, just like they reported in previous studies in the scientific literature, HIV/AIDS will die in a human
now,
body.
When you were talking about the dental, I just want to, what did you had said?
Oh, I understand. Give us that about the mouth, just quickly.
Yeah, the mouth, well, see, it's not, my point was, sister, it's not available here. We need, you know, if I had the time, and if you folks had anybody that's very, very wealthy and can support our ministry and donate money and put it into a fund for us to develop exactly what it is that they're using in these small clinics in London, you see, we could have that here in the United States. I would love to be able to produce an ozone generator that produces through a little tube into a little boot around the truth. And the reason I'm telling you this, I have no concern that somebody's going to steal this idea. It would be a wonderful blessing for humanity for somebody to steal this idea and actually do it to free the American public from the dental demons.
Oh, please do, Dr. Mann.
You know, so we need, I would say for this project, we need about maybe $150,000, $250,000. So if anybody out there wants to help us, I'll do the research, I'll support you, and we'll get it done.
And we'll write another book.
And then we'll have another product to free humanity. But that's
Aaron, what's your other question?
I wanted to know what was it he had said to goggle with.
Yeah,
well, you know, if you go into the archives of the BBS, you can hear that.
No, he had just said right on tonight's show. I just missed that part.
Well, let me tell you. If you want to take OxySilver, if you want to take maybe a teaspoon and, let's say, you know, 3 or 4 ounces of liquid, you could use that as a mouth rinse. It would benefit your gums. It would benefit to reduce the pathogens around the gums. Ideally, if you could use it with the Paul Keyes method. Paul Keyes, years ago, he took 2 to 4 drops of hydrogen peroxide, 35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and he put it into a teaspoon of baking soda. And you make a little mush, you know, a little paste. And then you put that paste up between the tooth and the gum in what's called the periodontal pockets, where you've got rotten bacteria killing off your gums. Basically, it smells, it's rotting, and you smell it with bad breath, and it's ruining your bone. And ultimately, Paul Keyes developed the method. If you take this paste, hydrogen peroxide, baking soda paste, you make a little paste, you put it up between the gums, you massage it up there with a little rubber tip and a stimulator rubber tip. You get it in your drugstore. Get that paste up there, and then, if you were to take, he used to recommend salts, like sea salt and water, and he used to recommend spraying that paste up into the gums. But if you took some OxySilver along with that water and sprayed that up there, don't use a lot of it because it's precious. You can save lives with it, and that's why I'm urging everyone listening, get an affiliation for free. We give you a $5,000 value website to work with for free. You don't have to buy anything, you don't have to stock anything, but you have people, friends, family who are suffering with infectious diseases, and you can help them. Just refer them to your website, and they'll order OxySilver. And then you'll get, as I said, 40% on 3 levels, and we'll send you a check every month. The company, Healthy World Distributing, that's the project. They will send you a check, and they've already sent out the first month's check, so it's already working. And so this is how we are saving lives. And also, if all those people who are down and out on Wall Street, losing their jobs left and right, well, you know what? What a blessing. Instead of selling stocks, why don't you sell life-saving OxySilver and make a good living based on saving people and then educating people how miraculous water is and how the truth can set us all free.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And non-lethal, how can we get that term changed? The weapons they're using now, they should not be called non-lethal at all. They are lethal weapons. And who came up with that non-lethal terminology, because it's such a fraud.
Okay, I'm going to tell you to get yourself In Lies We Trust. Call this toll-free number in the morning. Ready?
Sure. Toll-free
number to call in the morning is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787.
Okay.
And ask for a copy of In Lies We Trust. 2.5-hour DVD documentary that I finished last summer. And
I have it on my website.
Yeah, you can watch it for free on Google and on YouTube. But if you want a copy and make copies for your family, we have no copyright restrictions. We urge people to spread this DVD. And the answer to your question is right in there. I show you the document. It's the War College. They came up with this whole concept of non-lethal warfare and non-lethal armaments.
That's your PDF, right? Your congressional PDF, I think it is?
No, this was not a congressional entity. This was a war college and a think tank for the global industrialists that were advancing new methods of war. They started back already, probably before the 60s, but they, you know, we're sure that by the 60s and the 70s, they had begun this revolution in military affairs. Revolution in military affairs. You know who taught me this? The first person that introduced this to me was Dr. Nick Begich,
right,
who was the co-author of Angels Don't Play This Harp.
Exactly.
With Jeannie Manning.
He's a medical doctor
from Alaska.
All right, Miriam. You go ahead and hang up because somebody else might want to call. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Rev Roxy. Just wanted to say hello.
Ah, love you.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Miriam runs a pretty good chat room over there on TalkShoe, and she wants to end organized crime now. And that's basically a lot of what is supported by this insane playing that's going on. Dr. Len, the Oxy Silver, you're talking about electrocuting AIDS, about pathogens being able to be dealt with. This Oxy Silver is so precious because what we need to have people understand is we're talking about a little, just a teeny bit can do the job. Is that not right? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly right. A tiny little bit does the job when it goes into your body. It goes to the bloodstream real quick. It does the job, and it gets out. By the end of the day, about 96% of the daily dose leaves your body through the stool, through the kidneys, as well, urine, of course, and through liver. And so you begin to realize that that's why you can take it every day. It doesn't accumulate in the body, and it gets in there, it does the job, and it leaves. The job that it does, for those who are not well hydrated and who are really sick, it's going to cause a massive amount of quick die-off and may cause the Herxheimer healing crisis reaction. Now, you've got to maintain good hydration. You've got to pee out all of the germs that are going to be dead, the little dying body parts that are going to fill the bloodstream. You've got to pee it out with, make sure you drink a lot of water. And ideally, pH-adjusted 8. Make sure that you add some fresh squeezed lemon or lime into the water, and really, it'd be good for you to do a fast with the cayenne pepper spike lemonade, the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, because that will alkalize your body, it will hydrate your body, and you'll be in perfect shape then to do the OxySilver purging of all these pathogens.
Or you can spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of money you don't have and indenture yourself to the beast trying to get rid of something that you can't get rid of with anything that they're offering.
That's right.
Therefore, and end up having a bill that you leave to your family. So we don't want to get you caught up in all of that, do we? That's why we're doing this.
That's why we do this. That's why my beloved sister, you know, I can hear the cokie frogs in the background.
You
hear the chirping?
You? Oh, they are so wonderful. You know, we're coming down almost to close. We've got like it's 6:49 here on the Big Island. You can see what time it is there where you are. I think what I want to say most of all and what I want you to give opportunity to say is that, folks, we're not giving you pie-in-the-sky kind of stuff. This stuff is known by our federal government for so many years. This is a U.S. patented process that is coming down to us, and people are doing this and saving their lives, have been saving their lives. So this is something you have to just do your homework, get over there to Dr. Len's site. Dr. Len, why don't you give them where they can get some of the information about just gleaning some of the books that you've done on releasing toxins in the body and how important it is that they know where to go and get some of the free stuff that they can get to understand where you're coming from. Because this is public health matter, because we can't afford doctors anymore. So we have to make this public health a preventative thing and get ahead of it. So tell them where they can get you in terms of answering some of the questions about healing and toxicity and stuff like that.
Okay, well, thank you.
Got about 5 minutes.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, well, again, I mentioned OxySilver.com, OxySilver.com, www.OxySilver.com. And when you get there, make sure, of course, you register. Register right away as an affiliate. It's for free. Within a couple of minutes, you'll get an email with your link, the link that you'll send to everybody, which is a clone of our entire company's website. We've spent a lot of money, and we're giving it out because you're a partner. So this is a cooperative. It's a collaborative effort. We're going to be saving lots of lives together, and we're going to be spreading prosperity together. So of all those people on Wall Street that are pulling their hair out and can't figure out where to go for work, guess what? We got a wonderful life-saving job for them. It's all commission. It's for free. They got a basically a turnkey business that they can have by simply putting in their name and creating a password, their email address and a password, and that's the end of it. So now that's OxySilver.com. Make sure you go to the research archives. There is a link on the validation page. There's a link on the company page to the research archives, and you'll get to the older website, which is really cool. You'll get to where you'll see at the top it says NASA Science Plus. Click on NASA Science Plus, then you'll read about NASA, how they developed this type of product, the silver hydrosols. And then at the bottom of that page, or I'm sorry, at the side of that page, another link that says research articles. You click on that, and it's going to open up all these wonderful articles, including ones that tell you and show you from the scientific literature that OxySilver hydrosols, this cures HIV. It kills the AIDS virus. And so you'll have also the link to all of the photographs we've been receiving from the African, the Ugandan trial that we've got now just being completed. You've got a paper that I have just submitted and has been accepted of by the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. For those of you doctors listening, make it to Las Vegas December 11th through the 14th. I've been asked to give 2.5 hours of presentations before about 5,000 doctors, and then chiropractors and acupuncturists asked for a special program. And so I'm delivering a paper that is a very similar paper as to what I just put up on that website. The scientific paper that I submitted and is accepted for publication, at least in the abstract form in the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, is called Hydroengineering Freedom from Infectious Diseases. Hydroengineering, that's water. That's using water to kill off all the infectious diseases from planet Earth. So that's available on that website. Also, be sure, once you become an affiliate, to educate yourself so that you can know the truth that shall set you free. You'll be able to tell people about the University of Wisconsin's heavy, big literature review on all the silver hydrosols so that you can see Dr. Len Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton are not steering you astray here. We're telling you the real truth. This is the real suppressed science. Now, I want you to also know that we're using a lot of the funds for really great causes. One of the causes is the World Organization for Natural Medicine Clinics for Humanity project. We're opening up free natural healing clinics around the world with World Organization for Natural Medicine. Also, Live H2O. Reverend Roxy and I and our friends and family extended in Hawaii are going to be one of 9 venues, at least internationally. If you want to know how we win, go to www.livehto.org. The Concert for the Living Waters. It's in Revelation 14:1. It's in Revelation 22:1-3, where the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, whose banks will be lined by the trees, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. This is all about the living water. And Christ said, I am the living water. Moses' name means saved by the water. Water is the universal solvent. So we're going to have a concert to solve everything, solve all the problems, solve the pollution. That's solve pollute in Latin, do, re, mi, fa, so. That's the so note of the scale. Concert for the living waters. We need your help. Number one, pray. Make sure that you pray for this happening. It is a world historic event. It has profound capabilities. When we sing 528 hertz frequency of love into the living waters and make the oceans of all of our planet a resonating, frequency vibrating love juice, which it already is, by the way, but we're just going to add our loving intent for global peace, prosperity, health, healing, and the end of war, that is peace on earth. That's the mission of Live H2O, to bring at least 144,000 voices. Your voice can join us on the Internet next summer solstice, June 19th through the 21st, internationally, over the Internet. We've got now all sorts of people coming on. Wonderful, wonderful things are happening. Hawaii will be one venue. We'll have at least one, if not more, East Coast venues. We'll have one or more West Coast venues. We're going to have in Japan, in Brazil, in India, in Vienna. All venues are coming online now. And so make sure that you make yourself aware of liveh2o.org, www.liveh2o.org. If you have administrators, volunteers, we're looking for volunteers to help with public relations, with marketing. We really need a lot of help right now with marketing.
We got to go.
Now make sure, folks, you stay tuned to Evident Footprints coming up with our brother Don Nikoloff, who is certainly a brother, very wise, awesome, and he's about to take over BBS Airways. Thanks to Don Newsom, BBS Radio, Doug Newsom, and Seth in Engineering. Talk to you next week on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horwitz, loving you, leaving you now. Bye-bye.